morning, church. So we praise and thank the Lord for what He has been accomplishing in our BPO Life Free Breakfast Ministry. Now, if you're a covenant member of our church, Jong and his team are still looking for volunteers, gospel sharers. If you love to cook and if you know how to cook, join the kitchen crew. And if you want to wash dishes for the glory of God, please do volunteer, okay? Praise the Lord. As we have been studying the Gospel of John, we have discovered that it is a narrative filled with striking contrasts. John masterfully uses contrasts to highlight divine truths and to invite us into a deeper reflection of our faith. We encounter light versus darkness, revealing the spiritual battle that defines human existence. As we walk with Jesus through his ministry, we see the differences between belief and unbelief. And the contrasts continue as we move toward the climax of the Gospel of John, the trial and crucifixion of our Lord. As we study our text today, we see that Jesus is calm and steadfast in the face of treachery and injustice, while Peter, who vowed loyalty, stumbles under the pressure of fear. And so this morning, we will see this contrast. We will see our steadfast Savior and the stumbling saint. And as we explore these contrasting responses today, we are invited to reflect on what steadfastness looks like in our own lives. And as we study this scene, I want you to ask these questions. Am I more like Jesus, steadfast in my commitment to truth and love? Or am I more like Peter, prone to falter under pressure? Out of reverence for God's word, let us all stand and let me read to you our text in John 18, 12 through 24. So the band of soldiers and their captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. First, they led him to Annas, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. It was Caiaphas who had advised the Jews that it would be expedient that one man should die for the people. Simon Peter followed, and so did another disciple. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he entered with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter stood outside at the door. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the servant girl who kept watch at the door, and brought Peter in. The servant girl at the door said to Peter, "You also are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and officers had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple where all Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. They know what I said." When he had said these things, one of the officers standing by